Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe, and welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. I got a question for you all today. It's, we're talking about miracles and stuff like that. What if miracles were not random accidents, but natural outcomes you could have learned to align with? Just think about that. Life would be just so magical all the time. And I know a lot of times it's just about our attitude and the way we show up. It's like we become a magnet for those miracles. But these are like everyday occurrences that happen all the time. You know, I know in my life, you know, there was a time where I didn't really believe in miracles, but I do now, because every day I witness miracles, you know, from the smallest thing to the most grandiose things. And when you start shifting your mindset to expect miracles, you're going to see them every single time. So my hope for you all today is to reinstate that innocence of expectation and to know that this is possible for each one of us. So, you know, when was the last time something happened in your life that felt like a miracle, like one of those perfect synchronicities? You know, I love synchronicities because I think it's the way the universe kind of shows you that, look at how magical life is. When you're able to see things from the innocence and the childlike wonder, this is where you just are so present in the moment. And this is what we really need to get back into, is just being in the present moment. And believe me, there's enough in our world today to constantly pull you out and distract you from being in the present moment and just being with what is right here and right now. So, you know, we're talking about magnetizing miracles, the frequency of creation today on my show. And let's redefine what miracles are, you know, from random to natural. Our society has taught us that miracles are rare, random, and reserved for special people or extraordinary circumstances. That's bullshit. You and I both know that. In truth, miracles are not special events, but natural expressions of alignment. You will know that you're in alignment when these synchronicities start happening time and time again. Think of miracles as synchronicities, divine timing, or opportunities that seem to appear out of nowhere. And they do. You know, sometimes those random things that just happen to us, they're happening for us to get us out of our mind, out of our trying to control the situation, instead of just allowing us to be and witness what is unfolding in front of us. For many of us who are control fiends, or maybe recovering control fiends, this is where you step into learning how to trust, be in the present moment instead of popping out of the present moment and trying to figure it out and trying to make it make sense or whatever. Sometimes things just don't make logical sense. Things are interconnected in ways you have no idea. And trust me, I know that from personal experience. You know, with some of the gifts that I have and I share, I see things from a bigger perspective, but I see how everything is interrelated to each other, and it's not a linear in form. It's more like a matrix. Things are interconnected with each other that you have no idea, and it makes no logical sense, but they are. So once again, when you shift your perception, you see miracles everywhere. The right conversation at the right time, the healing you didn't think was possible, the chance encounter that changes your path. Now, for those of you who know, I just returned from about a 10-day vacation up in Northern California, Mount Shasta area. For those of you who've never been there, I highly recommend it because it's a very powerful, energetic, I want to say vortex, if you want to call it that. But I always find that the mountain calls you, and you don't show up there before you're actually ready to be there, because it's going to allow you to go deep within yourself and to really pull up your bootstraps to deal with things that you probably never thought you were dealing with. Now, case in point, this was an interesting thing that happened to me. I was driving around Southern Oregon because a good friend of mine made her transition, and I needed to spend some time up there to honor her. But it was really interesting because I was on a road that was windy, curvy, and as I made a turn, a deer came out and actually ran into my car. I kid you not, it scared the bejeebers out of me. The deer, I think it startled the deer. It was more of a teenager. It wasn't a baby. It wasn't quite adult, but it startled the deer, and it rolled over and it got back up and ran away. And it startled me so much that as I continued to drive on, all of a sudden I just burst into a gut-wrenching sob, because I felt so responsible for hitting that deer, but it really wasn't I wasn't responsible for that. It just happened, but I was making it more into something. And it was something that was so deep seated within me from previous lifetimes, where I took ownership and responsibility for something that wasn't even mine to be taken on as, and I had carried that forever. So I felt in that moment, I had a huge release that allowed me to leave that, heal that, and move forward from that. And it was such an empowering thing. And the good news is that I'm okay. My car was okay. Nothing happened to my vehicle, and the deer was okay. But for me, it was a serendipitous, I want to say, demonstration of really a miracle. And this really was a miracle, because it took that deer as being the catalyst to allow that to happen for me. And so I'm totally grateful and appreciative for that lesson and also for that experience. So I'm going to ask you this: what if miracles are happening daily, but you've been too distracted or doubtful to notice? So they are happening every day. I feel that everything that happens to us is happening for us. And, you know, sometimes we just have to be in the moment. And if you're in your lifeboat heading down the river, just put your oars up and just enjoy the ride, and just know that you are being led to where you need to go, and just know and trust that. So the frequency of creation, energy is a core language of the universe. As we know, everything is energy. Every thought, word, and emotion has a vibration. And we know that more and more so today than ever before. And I talk about this a lot on my show, because everything is energy. You know, a demonstration, what you see in my office, if you're watching the TV show, is a demonstration of energy. My physical presence is a demonstration of energy. It's just a denser form. It's what we could physically see and tangibly feel sometimes. But what about the thoughts, beliefs, our emotions, whether or not we experience them, whether or not we have blockages, or what we say to ourselves in the silence of our mind, or even the ancestral stuff that's happened with us and dimensional stuff from previous lifetimes? This is all frequency and energy that's still influencing us. So Just as a tuning fork resonates with matching frequencies, our vibration attracts experiences that match that state of being. So you could also call those triggers, okay? Triggers are those frequencies that are resonating with a matching frequency within ourselves, a vibration within ourselves. Yes, somebody might have cut you off in traffic and you're really pissed off, but it's the frequency and the energy that's a match for something that's within you. It's not actually the person that cuts you off. It's that vibration that you're experiencing that is allowing you to see what you've probably been ignoring or not very aware of within yourself. So when you live, for an example, when you live in fear, doubt, or scarcity, you magnetize more of the same. Now, when you live in gratitude, love, and joy, and trust, you invite possibilities that match that frequency. So whatever you put out or whatever you think about, you are manifesting. It all starts with us first. It's not somebody outside here doing it to you. It's here within yourself. So the big question is, if you're not liking what you're seeing in your world, maybe the mirror is being held up for you to take a deeper dive into maybe what's going on behind the scenes within you. So remember, when you are in gratitude, joy, and trust, you invite possibilities that match that frequency. If you're in fear, doubt, or scarcity, you're magnetizing more of that. Okay, and if you doubt that, just try that. Just experiment with that, and you'll see. You know, miracles are not wishful thinking, it's resonance. Just like radio stations, you can tune into 101.5 FM while vibrating 95.7 AM. You can't tune in to 101, I got to read this again because I messed this up for you. You can't tune in to 101.1 FM while you're vibrating at 95.7 AM. Two different mismatch frequencies. You're going to create what you're vibrating at. So let's do like a practical example. Holding steady in a vibration of love and openness invites loving opportunities, relationships, and synchronicities. So I invite you to challenge yourself to hold on to a vibration of love and peace within yourself and just witness what happens when you do that. Okay. So the role of trust and belief, it's the invisible bridge. You know, belief is the foundation of creation. If you don't believe something is possible, your energy will block it before it arrives. So trust is that bridge between the seen and the unseen, the visible and the invisible, the conscious and the unconscious. You set the intention, hold that frequency, and allow the universe to orchestrate the how. I feel many of us try to go into our, how do we get this done and try to figure it out mode. This is not where we're at anymore. It's not about trying to create something and make it happen. This is about just being and allowing and signing off to the universe to show us how it's going to manifest. Many miracles are missed because people give up too soon. They are either doubting, overanalyzing, or trying to control the timing. Does that sound familiar to anybody? I bet it does. When you let go and trust, the universe often delivers in ways way better than you could imagine. So I want to leave you with this before we go on our first break. Imagine planting a seed, okay? You put it in fertile soil. You don't dig it up every day to check if it's growing, right? You water it, you trust the process, and one day the sprout appears. So just remember that. And we're going off to our first break right now. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. We're talking about magnetizing miracles, the frequency of creation. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll share some more.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking about magnetizing miracles, the frequency of creation. And if today's episode is resonating with you, I would love for you to stay connected. First, just like, share, and subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platform. And don't forget to leave a review. Your reviews and shares help this message reach more people who are ready to start magnetizing miracles in their life. So before break, we were talking about miracles in general and our attitude and about frequency. And it's just so much. Everything is energy. You have to remember that. We talked about, planting that seed, and we just know and trust that it's going to grow on its own when we water and feed it. We don't dig it up every day. So, sometimes for those of us who have been control fiends most of our life, and I think I'm speaking to my peeps here, it's time to allow that to be put away and trust and develop that trust muscle within yourself. So, how often are we in a self-imposed prison? Okay. I just give you the visual. You're in this prison and it's dark and there's a door. The door is actually open and there's a archway and a way to get out, but we keep ourselves stuck there. I invite you to take a step closer to that doorway and take a step through that threshold and go and relieve yourself from being in the prison of your mind and trying to control things. And that also stems, you're clearing your limiting beliefs and opening the doorway. So, question for you, what's one small miracle you'd like to magnetize into your life right now? Just really kind of think about that. And as you're thinking about that, what's coming up for you? Are you feeling like, well, no, that can't be possible, or, you know, I'm not, you know, I can't do this because I'm not worthy enough? Those things that are coming up are limiting beliefs, and they're like static on your frequency. They block the clear signal of creation. So some common blocks, like what I just mentioned, I'm not worthy. I don't deserve abundance. Miracles are for others, not me. These beliefs are often inherited from family, culture, or past experiences, and rarely are they ever your truth. We have been projected upon. Other people's ideas of what is our worthiness have been told to us, and at the time that we probably absorbed it, we didn't know anything different, that this wasn't our truth and it wasn't a projection. It wasn't our stuff. It was actually a projection of what that person was actually feeling about themselves. It's like projection is like a pressure cooker. People have these beliefs and stuff and they start, you know, gaining momentum, and it's like being in a pressure cooker. And those people who know what a pressure cooker is, it's like the steam and the energy builds up and builds up, and there's a little valve that's a release valve to let the steam out. So projection is like when the steam is being released from the pressure cooker. It's like it drops that high intensity of, you know, trying to control something, and it spews out, or I call it energetically vomits on somebody else in the room. And if the person isn't awake enough to realize what's happening, this person may absorb this and take this on as their truth. And of course, the person who's doing the projection feels better because they just dumped a whole bunch of crap onto somebody else, which, you know, when you're aware of it, you could just realize what's going on and not participate and just pretty much protect your energy field and just walk away and realize what's going on and just say to them in your mind, peace out, and, you know, have a great life. And this is not my truth because this is not what I believe. So, yes, this is like one convoluted type of, how could I say? It's not, you know, A plus B equals C. It's A plus Z equals M plus P plus O equals Q. And it's all interconnected in ways you have no idea. And this is just one demonstration how it's interconnected. So notice, you know, awareness is the first step. Notice when you hear yourself saying, I can't, or that's impossible. I invite you to say instead, you know, replace that with a new phrase like, I am worthy, I am magnetic, I am open to miracles. Or maybe this, miracles happen to me. I witness miracles every day. That's one of my favorite things to say. And believe me, I've never been disappointed. So something you could practice is this. Each time you notice a limiting thought, imagine gently setting it aside and replacing it with a higher vibrational truth. Okay, that's the simple thing you could do, because the higher vibrational truth is just going to raise your frequency. And then you're going to start creating and manifesting and witnessing things that are more of an alignment to that higher frequency. So, you know, some practical tools that you could possibly, you know, add to your toolkit or your tool arsenal, if you want to call it that, is, you know, these are the things that are going to help anchor the frequency of miracles. Meditation is a real great way to do that. And we are going to do a guided meditation after our next break that I'm going to give you guided steps to allow you to experience what that's all about. Visualization is another thing. My great cat Gracie is like coming in because she loves to meditate. Visualization is you see your miracle as though it has already happened. So your brain and body don't know the difference, which is a miracle in itself because it's happening right here, right now in the present moment. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Appreciation, appreciation, appreciation. Two very important ways. And this is one of the fastest ways to shift your frequency. Gratitude and appreciation turns what you have into plenty and magnetizes it more. When you are appreciative, you are actually opening the floodgates of your energy field to receive. Embodiment. So this is going, might be a stretch for some people, but I invite you to go check it out. Act as if the miracle is already real. Walk, talk, feel from a space of it is done. So you know, it's like eating, breathing, thinking, feeling as if it's already there. You could feel in every cell in your body. And invite more joy and play into your life. You know, joy vibrates high. It's a high frequency. Miracles often enter when you are lighthearted, curious, and open. And Gracie wants my attention right now. Hi, Gracie. You going to say hi to everybody? Come on, baby. Come on, move over. There you go. Good girl. Good girl. So anyway, when we are in that state, we are ready to, and I hope I still am on Zoom. Yes, I am. Okay, good. So she kind of stepped on my computer and did her thing. So it's been one of those crazy days today. What can I say? So when you're able to be in a joy state, that's a higher vibrating frequency. You are becoming a magnet to, you know, really great things that are going to be happening for yourself. And just with the anticipation of a child. So miracles often enter when you are lighthearted, curious, and open, not when you are stressed and grasping. Joy expands our consciousness. Stress, fear, and anything but joy has a tendency to constrict our consciousness. And when we constrict, we are shutting down that natural flow. So I'm going to invite you to ask yourself this. What frequency am I broadcasting today? What are you thinking? Are you broadcasting joy and fun? Or are you like being a Debbie Downer and just like, oh, or Eeyore, I love that, Eeyore, it's just like a bad day. Well, anyway, I challenge you to that, to change it to something different. What are you broadcasting today? So, you know, and the other thing I want to talk about too, and as far as magnetizing miracles, many of us have a challenge with receiving. We stop the flow of receiving instead of allowing the flow to come to us. Miracles can't land if you don't allow yourself to receive. Just sit with that for a moment. Where are you not allowing yourself to receive in your life? Many people push miracles away unconsciously with thoughts like, it's too much. I can't accept that. I don't deserve it. Receiving is an act of self-worth and openness. Give yourself the gift of receiving. So I'm just going to leave you with this before we go off to our next break. It's like, imagine ordering a meal at a restaurant, but when the server brings it, you refuse to take it. That's what happens when you set an intention, but you don't allow receiving. The universe wants to give, but you must open your hands, heart, mind, and soul to receive it. So you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show, and we're talking about magnetizing miracles in your life, the frequency of creation. And when we return, we're going to go into a very delicious meditation to put it all together. So stay tuned and see you after the break.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we're talking about magnetizing miracles, the frequency of creation. And like I said before, if you're really liking what we're talking about and the message is really resonating, I invite you to like, share, and leave a comment on your favorite listening platforms, because as we share this information, we build a stronger community of like-minded people out in our world. And this is really important today. So we were talking about, you know, ordering things at the restaurant and about receiving, because we have to be able to receive in order to have miracles. So how do we live in the miraculous flow, making miracles a lifestyle? So another question for you, what would it feel like to say wholeheartedly yes to what the universe wants to give you? Would that be an easy thing for you or something that would be a challenge? You know, that's, you know, half awareness is knowing where you're at, and then you could do something about it. So magnetizing miracles is not a one-time practice. It's not a one and done. It's a way of living. It's about consistently choosing love over fear, peace over stress. It's expansion over contraction, trust over doubt. The more you practice, the more natural it becomes until you live in a state where synchronicities, divine timing, and creating opportunities are not the exception, but the norm. The truth is, you are not chasing miracles. They are chasing you. Your only job is to align with them. So how are you aligning with the miracles that are wanting to come forth in your life? So one of my favorite parts of my show is to give you an experiential demonstration. And I put together a guided meditation called Stepping into the Frequency of Miracles for you today. So I'm going to start segueing into that. And so I just invite you to find a comfortable position, sitting tall or lying down, if that feels right, whatever's comfortable for you, and just allow your eyes to close and allow your body to relax. And just bring attention inward. And just allow the world outside to soften, for this moment is yours, your sacred time to step into the field of miracles. So take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a moment and exhale through your mouth, releasing tension. Again, breathe in clarity, in trust, in possibility, and exhale anything that does not serve you. Just allow yourself to arrive fully in this present moment. So, feel the surface beneath you supporting every part of your body. Imagine roots gently growing from the base of your spine and the soles of your feet traveling deep into the heart of the earth. With each inhale, draw energy up from the earth through your roots, filling your legs, spine and heart with stability and strength. And with each exhale, release fear, tension, or old patterns into the earth, knowing that Mother Earth will transform them into fertile energy for your growth. Feel yourself fully anchored, supported, and safe. The stronger your grounding, the higher you can rise into your creative energy. Now, bring your attention to the crown of your head. And visualize a soft, shimmering violet light pouring gently down over you, flowing from the top of your head into your body, filling every cell of your body. This light dissolves all doubts, all fears, and all limiting beliefs. Just imagine them leaving your body as dark mist, evaporating into the violet light. Release the thoughts like, I'm not worthy. Miracles are rare. It's impossible for me. Or, I don't deserve miracles. Breathe in the violet light, allowing clarity, expansion, and possibility to fill the spaces those old patterns once occupied. With every exhale, feel yourself lighter, freer, more aligned with your natural ability to create. Now, shift your attention to your heart center. See a golden sphere of radiant light glowing within your chest. This is your frequency of creation, your magnetic field of miracles. As you breathe, feel it expand with warmth, joy, and possibility. And visualize a miracle you wish to magnetize. See it clearly in your mind's eye. Imagine every detail, your surroundings, the people involved, the emotions, the joy. Feel it as though it is already happening. And just say this silently to yourself. I am aligned. I am magnetic. I am a creator of miracles. And just allow this golden light pulse outward with each heartbeat, vibrating in harmony with your intention. Feel your energy merging with the free energy of the universe, creating a resonance that draws your miracle towards you. Now, imagine your golden heart light expanding beyond your body, surrounding you in a luminous field that radiates into the space around you. This is your invitation to the universe. You are open, you are receptive, and you are ready. See opportunities, synchronicities, and resources moving towards you. Imagine doors opening, people appearing at the perfect moment, and the universe aligning circumstances in your favor. And just feel the gratitude, joy, and trust rising within you. Know that you desire, what you desire is already on its way to you. It is flowing towards you with ease in perfect timing. So bring your awareness back to your body. Imagine that every cell is now vibrating with golden frequency of creation. You walk, move, and exist as a living magnet for miracles. Feel your posture, your energy, your presence radiating trust, openness, and alignment. Know that this frequency is always within you. It's your natural state. So affirm to yourself silently, I allow miracles to flow to me easily and effortlessly. I am open to receive all that life has for me. And just allow those words to really resonate within you. And take a deep, nourishing breath and gently bring your awareness back to your physical body. Feel your feet, your hands, your face. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And carry this frequency with you throughout your day. You are aligned. You are open. You are a co-creator of miracles. And when you are ready, softly open your eyes, knowing the universe is responding to your vibration and miracles are already on their way. And welcome back, everybody. Just allow the quiet and the silence as we segue on to our next and last break of our episode. And just feel what it feels like to know that you're a miracle magnet. So you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we've been talking about magnetizing miracles, the frequency of creation. And when we come back, we'll just wrap it up for this week. See you on the other side.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about magnetizing miracles today on our show. And today, you've stepped into the frequency of creation, aligned your energy, and opened yourself to the miraculous. Now it's time to take that alignment into action. So subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode filled with insight, tools, inspiration to magnetize miracles into your life. I invite you to share this episode with someone who is ready to step into their own power and attract miracles. And, you know, the most important thing, too, is if you're ready to deepen your connection and accelerate your manifestations and create breakthroughs in your life, schedule a one-on-one session with me at drdoloresfazzino.com. Together, we'll align your energy, clear what's blocking you, and activate the flow of miracles that is always available to you. Remember, you are the co-creator of your life, and miracles are your natural state. Say yes today and let the universe respond. So we've been talking a lot today about miracles on our show. And, you know, we kind of went through the whole gamut of things. And it's so important to know that you're not alone. And, you know, even though we're in very interesting times in humanity's evolution, it's not a time to panic and be scared. This is about a time to really step into ourselves and be able to receive the miracles that are here waiting for us. The problem is that sometimes we don't think we deserve them, but it's our birthright. And it is important for us to really, you know, embrace that and allow that to be part of our life. So, you know, some of the things that I want to talk about here, some of the takeaways of our show. And the takeaways are this. Let me go bring up my notes. Hold on, folks. Takeaways. Okay, takeaways for today. Notes. So I had to really wing it today because did you ever have one of those days where you have everything all set up and it's almost like the universe has a different plan for you? And all of a sudden, poof, my notes disappeared and I had to scramble a little bit to get them. So anyway, I digress. Just remember, miracles are not random. They're your birthright. Everything is energy. Your thoughts, words, and emotion, intentions carry a vibration. The role of belief and trust. Doubt lowers your vibration. Belief amplifies frequency. Trust is the bridge between intention and manifestation. Your old programs and inner stories can block miracles from showing up. Awareness is the first step to notice. You limit yourself instead of allowing yourself to see what's possible. And daily practices, affirmations, meditations are important to allow you to activate the miraculous flow. So, some closing thoughts. Miracles are not something outside of you. They are born within you through your alignment with the frequency of creation. The more you trust, the more you allow, the more the universe can show up for you in ways that surpass your imagination. Remember, the miraculous is not extraordinary. It is your natural state when you live from your true power as a co-creator. So, when you align with the frequency of creation, miracles stop being exceptions and start becoming your natural way of life. And that's a quote from me. So thank you for listening today. I hope this has been insightful for you and that you are ready to really move forward and create the miracles that are waiting for you to open the door to receive. I know that we are in very interesting times in humanity's evolution. Please remember, don't give your power away to things that are wanting your power so they could create more and more velocity and form. Focus on love, focus on gratitude, focus on appreciation, and witness the miracles that are there for you in your life. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and I'm signing off. And know that you are worth it in your life. Take care. Stay tuned next week and look forward to seeing you live. Take care. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.